Sixth reason that I believe the resurrection is the burial of Jesus was public and secure. See, over the years, the evidence mounts and mounts and mounts and mounts. And if you're a critic and you want to try to explain it away, you got to come up with some stories. And the two most popular stories are the disciples, they just went to the wrong tomb. Oh my gosh, it's empty. And they say, well, you know, the address was 111 and they went to 114. Just went to the wrong tomb. Or the other explanation, because as I'll show you in a minute, that doesn't hold water. The other explanation is the disciples, they stole the body. And you're going to see in a minute their motive for stealing the body simply doesn't hold water. But let's look at the facts. The burial of Jesus was two things, public and secure. First, it was public. Joseph of Arimathea, it was his tomb. Well, who was this guy? He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the high council, who was a dissenting vote who said Jesus shouldn't be crucified. He's high profile. He's very public. He's wealthy. And as you saw, tombs in that day were a big cave. His, as a wealthy man, would be very prominent. Not only was it public, but guards were put there. Roman guards were put there because the Jews and the Romans got together and said, you know something? This Jesus was a pain in the neck while he was here. But there's these rumblings about his teachings that were very open and public that he was going to come back from the dead. If we thought we had a problem when he was alive, we got major problems if the disciples steal the body or something. So put guards there. Now, guards, you need to understand, they were a fighting machine of the day. And the death penalty was what was incurred if you fell asleep on the job. Also, to make it very official, they put a seal. To break a Roman seal was a capital offense. So what I want you to know is it was secure. It was public. Everyone knew where it was. The disciples knew where it was because they wrapped him when the burial. They would wrap you in about 70 pounds of myrrh, spices, and linen. I mean, Jesus was real dead. Wrapped in 70 pounds, he's put in there. Well, who put him in there? The disciples put him in there. They know where it's at. When they leave, there's guards, there's a seal, and then the stone is rolled in. Now, I was in Israel a couple years ago, and what you need to know about these stones is, you know, you have pictures in your mind, and, you know, is it this big boulder? How's it work? Remember the Flintstones? Very theological point here. I hope you're with me. The Flintstones, you know, the wheels on their car, circular, you know, they were made out of stone. That is the type of stone that is on a tomb. And what you have is these big tombs, and outside the tomb, they have a groove. And then the groove drops down and then comes back up. And so the stone is over here, and it takes, you know, a handful of men. It's so heavy, but gets it down in the groove. Once it's in the groove, it takes about 20 men to move the stone. Now, the popular story that they spread once he was resurrected was what? Well, the disciples stole the body. It was secure. You're trying to tell me these sheepish, fearful guys who were running for their life, all learned kung fu overnight, come, knock down all these guards, but the guards, the story was, they were sleeping, and they're sound asleep at the threat of their life, while 20 guys sneak up quietly, move a huge boulder, and take the body. Now add to that the disciples' motives. This is really good. Hey guys, we need to perpetuate this story. Because Jesus said he would come back, and since he didn't really rise from the dead, we need to make this happen. Because it's going to be really, really exciting. We're going to boldly share our faith, and if we can steal the body and pull off this huge hoax, then all of us will get to be martyred. That will be really cool. 11 of the 12 were killed. 6 were crucified. I want you to know the evidence is overwhelming. Jesus' burial was public. It was secured. Do you know where that leads us? That leads us to the final point.